Lord, I thank you for your word.
亲爱的主, 我们为你的话语感谢你。
As we study this morning, I ask that you will speak to us.
当我们今天早晨学习的时候, 求你对我们说话。
Guide us as we grow in your image.
当我们在你的形象上成长的时候, 求你引导我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
I often keep a book beside my bed to read if I wake up and just can't sleep.
我通常呢在我床头放一本书，这样半夜里如果我醒了睡不着的话，我就可以读书。
And I try to keep something that isn't very interesting.
我总是会找这本书呢，不会说很有兴趣引人入胜。
So that it won't keep me awake.
所以它不会说让我读的时候更加兴奋的读下去就不睡觉。
And something that isn't very important that I really need to read.
也不是说很重要的书，这样我需要去读。So
I was at the library and I picked up a book about a basketball player.
所以呢，我在图书馆就借了一本关于一个篮球运动员的书。That
came from Sudan to play in the United States.
他是从苏丹来的，在这边应该是打 NBA, right?
I don't know yet.
呀，他不知道，反正他在美国打球。
And I knew it wouldn't interest me very much.
我知道这个不会让我很有兴趣,
but it looked like a nice story.
但是看起来像一个很好的故事。
And this is what I read the other night.
有一天晚上我读到的是这样的。
This boy who grows up in a little town in South Sudan.
这个在南苏丹长大的小男孩。
And at the age of 13, I think he's already 6'3" or something.
他大概13岁的时候已经有六，就是一米八几，快一米八五、一米八六这样。
And so in their little dirt playground, he is by far better than anyone else.
所以呢，在他们那个小小的游乐场，他比任何人打球打得都好。
He comes to the big city.
然后到大城市。
Where a famous coach is recruiting players to come to the United States for a exhibition tour.
然后呢，就是有一个著名的教练，他就在招球员，要带着这些球员呢，到美国做一个一趟的旅行。
And of course, in his mind, he is number one.
在这个小孩的心里面，他自己肯定是第一名。
The coach watches him for a little while.
然后呢，教练就看他打了一会儿球。
And then goes over to him and says,
然后教练就走到旁边对他说,
come down to the other end of the court.
他说你去那个球场那边待着。And
shoot free throws.
他说你就是在那儿，就是那个自由投篮。And
after you have shot 100 free throws, come back and see me.
然后呢，你这样投过100次之后，你再过来看我。Now
I don't know what happens after that because I put the book away and went to sleep.
然后呢，我后面发生什么我就不知道，因为我看到那儿我就睡觉了。
But since they wrote a book about him, I assume he succeeded.
因为他写的这本书嘛，我想呢，后来肯定是成功了。
But here's what struck me.
但是让我好像惊奇的是,
I'm not a basketball player.
我不是打篮球的。
But I think that shooting free throws is probably not the most exciting part of the game.
但是我觉得你在那儿没事在那儿一直练的投球肯定不是说比赛中间最令人兴奋最激烈的一部分。
At least I don't recall seeing any special news clips.
我从来没有说看到一个新闻专门记载。
Of great players and the moment they pick from the game is one of their free throws.
他当这个报新闻报道这个著名的球员的时候，报道他们肯定不是说他们在那儿罚球的时候，他们赢了多少球。
The clips might feature a slam dunk.
就是说他如果有个新闻有个特写照，就是照片的话，他们可能有一个他灌球的一个照片。
It might feature an incredible three-point shot from way back.
或者有很远的地方投进一个三分球，这是一个新闻给了一个特写。
Maybe even a very impressive rebound.
或者是一个抢篮板球。
Free throws just aren't that exciting.
但是这个站在那儿罚球不是那么令人兴奋。
And yet that coach knew.
但是这个教练知道。
That if this player from South Sudan.
如果这个从南苏丹来的球员.
Had any hope of success.
如果他有任何那个成功的希望。
He had to master the boring parts, the discipline.
他必须要非常熟练地掌握就是无聊的很枯燥的部分就是那种站在那儿罚球命中的这种训练。
When I was studying music,
当我就是学音乐的时候
There was a pianist from London
从英国来的一位钢琴家
Who became very famous or maybe infamous
他可能是很出名或者是因为一个臭名昭著
He was a great teacher
他是一个非常好的老师
People would fly to come to study from him
然后呢大家都从世界各国不同的地方飞过来要跟他学
But he became infamous because most of them never went back to the second lesson. They only went to one.
然后呢他也可以说是那个名声也不太好因为呢他来也是上过一次课就没人再来上第二次课了
Because Mr. Hooker Solomon would listen to them play.
然后呢因为这个所罗门先生会听他们弹
And then he would say,
然后他就说
If you're interested, I think we can work.
会说如果你有兴趣的话我想我们可以一起来
The first six weeks we will do nothing but scales
头六个星期呢我们就是学这个最基本的这个叫什么
音阶
These pianists who were by far the best in their little towns
然后这些钢琴家都是在他们那个当地都是最棒的
Who were expecting to start with Chopin and work their way up
都希望说起码从肖邦的曲子然后再往上学
are told the first six weeks of lessons will be nothing but scales.
他说那你头六个星期就是在学这个最基本的音阶。
And most of them went back home.
所以呢大多数人呢就不再回来上第二次课了。
I think of those two examples, and as I was reading the other night about the basketball player.
然后呢这个例子呢还有我那天读到的这个篮球运动员的例子。
It brought me back to what Paul writes to Timothy.
这就让我想起来保罗写给提摩太的
Train yourself for godliness
他就说你要在敬虔上操练自己
Training is not exciting
这个训练呢可是不令人没有那么激动人心的
dramatic things
我们都喜欢那种很激烈很令人兴奋的事情
But if we're going to be godly we must train ourselves for godliness
如果我们要想敬虔的话成为这个敬虔的人像神的人那我们必须在敬虔上训练自己
I gave you a definition for godliness that I'm using for this lesson
我给了大家一个我要在这个课上用到的敬虔的定义
I like this definition because it's very simple and practical
我之所以喜欢这个定义因为这个定义呢它很简单也非常的实际
It's not based on having a particular personality
它不是在于说你有一种怎么样的一个个性特性
A particular voice that sounds very spiritual
或者有一种很特别的声音让你听起来很属灵
It's very simple
很简单
Godliness
就是这个敬虔或者说向神
Is the life of Jesus produced in us through the Holy Spirit
就是靠着圣灵借着圣灵在我们里边所有的所产生出来的耶稣基督的生命
In other words, as I said before, it means that we begin to respond to life the same way Jesus would respond if he facedThat same situation.
就像我以前所讲的，我们对周围环境的反应呢，就会像主耶稣基督他在这种环境中的反应。
And it comes not because we quickly review. Okay, let me think. What would Jesus do? One, two, three. You know, picking out our options.
我们不是说很快的在脑子里面很快的说复习一下，说哎呀，主耶稣在这种情况下会怎么做，然后。找一个选择然后像主耶稣那样反应
But it comes because we are becoming like him through the power of the Holy Spirit
我们之所以能够这样做是因为靠着圣灵的能力呢我们已经在变得像耶稣基督
So that our natural immediate responses become more and more and I said it's a process more and more like his response
所以呢我们这个自然的这个第一的立即的反应呢就会是越来越我就刚才讲过说这是一个过程越来越像基督耶稣
That comes only through the Holy Spirit working in us
只有是靠着圣灵在我们里边的工作和运行才能这样
But that phrase by the Holy Spirit must not become an escape hatch for us
然后呢就是靠着圣灵呢，这个不能成为我们一个借口或者一个逃避的理由。
Many people hear this and think, okay, so the Holy Spirit will do it when he's ready.
所以好多人听到这个说好吧，那个圣灵预备好了，圣灵就会来做。
And so I face a difficult situation.
所以当我面临一个难处的时候，一个艰难的环境的时候，
I react the opposite of how Jesus would react.
我跟主耶稣这个的应该有的主耶稣的反应相反。
Well, Holy Spirit didn't do it yet.
那就说明圣灵还没有开始在我还没有开始工作呀。
Maybe tomorrow he'll make me godly.
也许明天他会让我敬虔，让我像神。
Paul says no.
保罗说不是这样。
Yes, the Holy Spirit is what empowers all of this.
当然了，就是圣灵是在就是给我让这一切成为可能，给我能力，让我们能做到的。
But train yourself for godliness.
但是保罗说你要在敬虔上操练自己。
The basketball player that I read about
就是我所读到的这个书单的
球员的故事。Doesn't stand at the free throw line.
他不是站在那儿，就是那个罚球的那个线上。
Holding on to the ball.
不是抱着胳膊抱着球。
If the Holy Spirit wants me to be a good basketball player, he'll take the ball and put it through the hoop.
他不会说如果圣灵想让我成为一个好的篮球运动员，他就会把这个球拿去。
No, he says that over and over.
他就在那不断的练投球。
It is knowing, delighting in, obeying, and walking with God biblically, sincerely, authentically.
就是说靠着圣灵在神的道上认识神，以神为乐，并且遵守圣经的教导，真诚无伪的与神同行。
We can spend a day on that definition.
我们就是一天都可以来讲这个定义。
But I just want to point you to the last word, authentic.
但是我想让大家注意的是最后一个词，真诚无伪的。
You probably don't have to see very much media to realize that Christians have a bad reputation in our world.
我们不需要看很多的新闻，大概就能知道说基督徒在这个世界上的这个名誉好像不太好。
Some of that is unfair.
有些呢这种报道是不公平的。
Some of that is because our world has rejected scripture.
另外一个原因呢就是这个我们这个世界是拒绝神的话语的。
And sadly,
但是令人难过的是
some of it is fair.
但有些报道呢的确是公正的，是公平的。
Because they have seen Christians who put on a Christian front for a public performance.
他们因为看到这个基督徒呢在一个公开的场合呢放上了一个基督徒的这种外表。
But wherever the word authentic is in this up here,
不管说这个真诚无伪 yeah, 就 it means sincere without fake,
yeah,
without hypocrisy.
Yeah, good, good. They are not authentic.
但是他们却不是这种好像没有虚假的一样。
In Taiwan, I would see these real estate offices.
在台湾呢我会看到那个房地产公司的那个办公室。
That the front was beautiful.
那个前面都很漂亮，靠街那边。
Glass windows, bright lights, gorgeous.
然后呢，非常漂亮，前面都是那个大的那个玻璃门呐、啊，然后灯光也很漂亮。
But if you went in, it was only deep enough for a desk and a chair.
但是一进去呢，那个呢，大概那个里边的那个空间的那个长度呢，只够一张桌子跟一个椅子。
And if you went around back, it was just a shack.
然后你再往后边看看，那后边是不过是小工棚。
With a beautiful facade.
但是前面有一个很漂亮的外表，一个前面。
I won't ask if you have ever met any Christians like that.
我不会问你是不是碰到过那样的基督徒。
But Paul says we are not supposed to put on a false front of godliness.
保罗所说的就是说，我们不要放上一个看上去外表好像很敬虔的一个外表。
But we are to be authentic.
我们需要是一个无伪的真
诚的。Real through and through.
就是从里到外都是真实的。
And this kind of godliness, this definition,
这个定义这样的敬虔
is for every believer.
是对每一个基督徒每一个相信的人的。
At every age and at every type of situation.
不管你年纪多大多在任何的情况之下。
Because godliness is not a thing that I get and I, you know, have a shot.
这个敬虔呢好像不是一件事情我得到了我就好像打了一针似的。
It is a person.
他这个敬虔是一个全人。
It is Jesus Christ.
那是耶稣基督。
Living and working in me.
在我里边生活也在我里边工作运行。
So Paul gives us some things to help us to understand what this looks like.
所以保罗就给了我们一些定义让我帮助我们了解这到底是什么。
First of all, I want you to see that in Paul's teaching, godliness is a journey.
在保罗的教导中第一点敬虔向神是一个过程。
Exercise yourself for or toward godliness.
他说你要训练自己操练自己是向着这个敬虔的目标。
Unfortunately.
但是遗憾的是
I think for many people their understanding of godliness of a holy life is sort of a light switch.
然后好多人呢对这个敬虔的生活或者圣洁生活他们的感觉就好像是一个灯一个开关似的。
I got here this morning.
我今天早上来这里了。
I walked in and it was dark.
然后呢里面挺黑的。
And so I hit the light switch.
所以我就把那个灯的开关按一下。
But godliness is not like that.
但是呢敬虔不是这样的。
Paul says train yourself toward, you're moving toward, you're traveling a journey toward godliness.
所以保罗说在敬虔上操练自己就是你在训练自己向着这个方向向着这个旅程向着这个过程来走。
When I got into college,
当我去上大学的时候
Sometimes a college freshman, college sophomore would come talk to me.
哦我当我在那个学校里教书的时候有时候这个新生或者二年级的学生会来跟我谈话。
And they would be very discouraged.
就是非常他们非常的沮丧。
Because some 95-year-old saint had preached in chapel.
因为呢他们刚刚听过一个大概90岁的老圣徒在那个讲道。
About their godly life.
就讲到说他们敬虔的生活。
How they loved the old slow hymns and the slower the better.
然后呢他们有多么的喜欢这种很那个过去的古老的唱得很慢的那个赞美诗越慢越好节奏。
How there were days that they would become so entranced reading the Bible that they would forget to eat.
然后他们真的是读圣经读到这个忘我最后都忘了吃饭。
And this 18-year-old energetic college freshman.
这个18岁的这个充满活力的这个一年级的新生。
Would say, Dr. McElwain,
就问我说哎呀麦博士啊
I'll never be like that.
我永远也不可能像这样啊。
What do I need to do?
那我应该怎么做呢
And I would say, well, first wait 75 years.
第一个我说你再等75年。
You'll lose some of your energy.
你的这个精力再过75年精力肯定不像今天。
And then after that, I would try to be a little more practical.
然后之后呢我就会变得说给他一些实际的讲建议。
But that was part of the answer.
但是那个不是那个答案的一部分。
You are training yourself toward godliness.
你是在这个敬向着敬虔的这个目标来训练自己。
And that journey takes time.
这个旅程这个过程是需要时间的。
And then,Paul warns us,
接着保罗又警告我们说
there are many distractions to pull us away from this journey.
就是在这个过程中间呢会有很多令我们分心的事情要把我们给带离这个过程这个追求敬虔的路程
have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths.
他说和那个那个世俗荒诞的传说不要有任何要弃绝这些
Now when he says that it doesn't quite connect for us
当他这样讲的时候好像跟我们不太能够好像跟我们相连似的
But in the first century
但是在公元一世纪的时候
These young believers coming often out of a Jewish tradition
那时候的刚信主的人基本上呢 他们都是从那个犹太人的背景出来的。
There were many, many myths and speculations about what God had done.
然后他们那时候就有很多的这个传说呀，还有一些猜想啊，就是说神都做了什么。
How much power did angels have?
那个天使有多大的能力？
Were they there when we were praying? All kinds of discussions of things that God has not chosen to reveal in His Word.
就是他有很多的这种猜想啊，这种猜测呀，就是说，但是这些东西呢，神没有选择把它放在经文里。
You know, all the way back in Deuteronomy, Moses said something very profound and wise.
在我们回到申命记，摩西就说了一些很有很深远也非常有智慧的话。
He gives the people the law.
他把这个律法传给百姓。
And then he says the secret things belong to God.
然后他接着说，隐秘的事属乎耶和华。
In other words,
另外一句话就是说
，Don't worry about it.
另外一句话说，别去操心这个，别去忧心那个。
The reason God didn't tell us some things is because we actually don't need to know.
神之所以没有把这些事情告诉我们，是因为我们不需要知道。
I think one of Satan's great tools,
我觉得撒旦一个非常一个有力的工具就是
is to get us distracted,
就是让我们分散我们的注意力
by secondary minor little issues,
是用这个次等的这种小的这种东西呢让我们分散我们的注意力
that pull us away from the things that are clearly taught in Scripture.
就是在把我们带离圣经里边所教导的应该专注的事情上。
One of the important Protestant doctrines.
就是这个改教就是新教的一个很重要的一个教义就是
was the doctrine of what they called the clarity of Scripture.
就是圣经的清晰性，圣经的清楚性。
And what that meant was this.
就是经圣经的这个清楚性意味着
everything that is necessary to salvation.
就是有关这个救恩的所有的事情，必要的事情。
I'm sorry. That part of the definition is important.
那个地方的那个定义是非常重要的。
Everything that is necessary to salvation is clearly taught in Scripture.
就是有关事关救恩的必要的一切都已经写在经文里了。换句话说
I don't have to have a PhD in Greek to understand the parts of scripture that are necessary to salvation.
就是我不需要有一个希腊文的一个博士学位我才能够了解有关事关救恩的这个最基本的道理。
Now, are there profound things in here that no matter how long I study, I'll still be learning? Absolutely.
有没有这种就是深奥的事情我不管怎么样我一直要学习呢的确是这样的。
But when I stand before God at the judgment,
但是当我站在神的这个审判台前的时候或者基督座前的时候
God is not going to say to me,
神不会对我说
You know that verse in Leviticus chapter 20 that you never figured out?
你知道吗在利未记二十章那句你从来没有想明白的经文。
I'm holding you accountable for not understanding that.
因为你不明白这句话所以我要让你对这句话负责你要负责。
Not gonna happen.
神不会这样的。
What he is going to hold me accountable for.
神要让我负责的是
are the things that were very clear
在圣经里是讲得很清楚的
and that I knew and I chose not to do
就是我也是很清楚圣经上讲得很清楚我也很明白但是我却选择不做
Paul says
保罗说
don't get yourself bogged down in fruitless arguments
保罗说不要让自己就是说就给陷在这种不结果子的这种无谓的这种辩论里面
That don't matter.
也没有任何重要性
I was walking across the campus at Hope Center
我有一天在我们那个学校的这个校园里走
and I came across two people having an argument.
我就看到有两个人，两个人在争论。
And they said, listen to this, tell us who's right.
然后呢，他们俩说，你听听这个，你觉得哪个是对的？
And they were really going at it.
然后他们两个人真的在那儿争啊。
Ironically,
但是令人讽刺的
Their argument was about what is the definition of sin in the Bible.
然后他们两个人争论的是什么呢？就是在圣经中对罪的定义是什么。
Now I don't mind disagreement.
我不在意说他们之间有分歧。
But I mean they were kind of angry.
然后他们好像对对方都很生气，感觉是要打起来似的。
And finally one of them turned to me and said, Dr. McElwain, what do you think?
然后就最后呢，有个学生就转过来说：“麦博士，你怎么想？”
And I said, "Well, I'm not sure how I want to define it."
我说我不知道说我要怎么来定义。
But I'm afraid I just saw it.
但是我觉得我刚刚看到了这个罪。
You understand?
你了解吗
？How we approach things are important.
我们如何来去处理面对这件事情是很重要的。
We can become very un-Christ-like in our debates about how to be Christ-like.
当我们在辩论说如何是像基督的时候，这个过程中间，我们可以表现得很不像基督。
Paul says, "Don't allow people to pull you away from what's important in this training for godliness."
保罗说，不要让这些事情把你们分散你们的注意力，让你们在这个朝着敬天的路上的时候，不要被带走带偏。
And then, this is important for us to understand. Godliness is achievable through exercise, through training.
这个敬天呢，向神呢是可以实现的，但是要靠着训练和操练。
Train yourself, exercise yourself toward godliness.
他就甚至上说，你要在敬天上操练自己。
And that word that is translated exercise or training is the same word that we get our English word gymnasium from.
就是它翻译成操练的这个词呢，英文中间呢，我们用这个体操或者健身馆也是同一个词根。
It's a place you go to sweat.
那个地方呢，健身馆是你去那是要出汗的。
It's a place that you go to get tired.
你到那是会很累的。
That's.The effort.
那个就是你就是要成为敬天你要做出的努力。
Now, let me emphasize that this is a transformation of who we are.
让我来强调一点，这个是更新我们。
Paul never says exercise yourself out of willful sin.
保罗从来没有说是出于一个你已经定下心来你故意去犯罪你去操练你自己。
In other words,
换句话说
And this sounds absurd, but it's sadly not as absurd as it should be.
听起来有点荒唐但实际上却不是这样。
Paul doesn't say, now, young men,
保罗没有说年轻人呐
You need to start exercising yourself towards being a faithful husband.
你要开始来训练你自己来成为一个忠心的一个丈夫。
Last year you had affairs with three women. This year let's aim for two.
你去年呢，你跟三个女人有这个婚外恋，那今年呢，你就努力只有两个。
No, in willful disobedience to God's word, his phrase is put to death. Good sense.
对，那个就是那个有意的、故意的犯罪。神说保罗说的就是你要致死这些私欲。
I have met Christians who tell me they are trying to exercise, train themselves out of willful disobedience to God. No, Paul doesn't say that.
碰到基督徒他就说他们在训练自己让自己从这种故意犯罪的里边能够出来就是能慢慢的出来但是保罗不是这样说的。
Colossians 3, willful sin, deliberate disobedience, he says, put it to death.
因为保罗说得很清楚在哥罗西书上致死你们在地上的肢体。
But the growth of my Christian character, my godly character.
但是呢我这个敬虔的品格这个像基督的这种品格这种成长。
The process that comes through exercise.
是需要一个操练来是一个操练的过程。
Paul doesn't say.
保罗没有说。
Go up front.
你到前面。
Have a dramatic experience.
你到那个走到那个讲台前面，有一个非常的一个很大的一个感觉。
And be instantly godly.
然后呢，即刻之间你就敬虔，你就像神了。
Now I am not opposed to going up front.
我不是反对说大家到前台。
I am not opposed to emotional experience.
我不是也不是反对说你有一个情感上有经历。
And moments of recommitment.
就是在那有一个重新向神委身的时刻。
I believe those things are important and valuable many times.
我觉得这些事情很多时候是很有价值的。
But if they are not accompanied,
但是如果这些没有同时伴随着
by the daily discipline of walking in the disciplines that God has given us,
没有说每天伴随着每天神所告诉我们的这种操练这种自律
we'll soon end up back where we were.
如果没有伴随这些的话你很快又回到以前的状态了
The last thing I want you to see from this verse from Paul.
所以呢最后我想你从保罗的这个经文里所看到的就是
Train yourself for godliness.
他说操练敬虔
For while bodily training is of some value,
他说操练身体益处还少
Godliness is of value in every way.
凡唯独敬虔
And I love this phrase.
我特别喜欢这一句
As it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
应有今生和来生的应许。
Have you ever heard some version of this idea?
你有没有听到过这样讲的
The Christian life is going to be a very miserable one.
就是基督徒的生活会是一个很令人难受的生活。
But you'll go to heaven after you die.
但是呢你死了之后你会上天堂。
So it's worth it.
所以呢还是值得的
Paul doesn't say that
保罗不是这样讲
Now yes he says there's going to be persecution and suffering
保罗说到是会有受苦是会有逼迫
There's going to be difficulties
会有难处
He doesn't deny that
保罗没有否认这些
Paul did not write any books on the power of positive thinking
保罗从来没有写过积极正面思想的这个能力
But he does say
但是保罗的确说
Godliness has benefit in this life.
敬虔在今生也有益处。
This life
是我们
is better for the Christian.
今生就是我们在这个世上的生活对基督徒来讲是会更好是有益处的。
Dennis Kinlaw wrote a little article.
这个金丹尼他写了一篇小文章。
And he was responding to those who say that, you know, the Christian life is just so hard and so difficult.
他是就是在回应有些人就说哎呀这个基督徒的生活好艰难呐。
And he said, please help me understand this.
他说请你们帮我明白一下我有个问题。
Go through the Ten Commandments.
你去看那个十诫。
Do you really think your life is better after you murder someone?
你想一想你当你杀了人之后你的生活会更好吗
Do you really find that adultery and then all the cup that is necessary and all the division it brings actually brings you long term a happier life?
你有没有真的觉得说这个奸淫之后呢后边的这个掩饰然后后边带来的这个纷争这种分裂从长远来讲真的会让你的生活更幸福更开心吗
Do you find that when you sit there coveting what your neighbor has?
你想想你当你坐在那儿来哎呀就是羡慕贪恋你邻居所有的。
Being angry that they have more than you have.
你就因为他们比你有的更多你在那儿生气。
Do you find that brings you a greater sense of peace and contentment?
那个会给你带来更多的这个平安和满足吗
Of course not.
肯定不是。
Dr. Kinlaw said,
然后那个金丹尼就说
God's commands are good.
神所有的这个吩咐和诫命都是美好的。
Not just for the future life.
不是为了就是以后上了天堂来生的生活。
They are good for this life.
也为我们现在的生活今生的生今世的生活更好。
If you are tempted to think
that the Christian life is 70 years of misery so that you can then go to heaven and play a harp the rest of eternity.
如果你觉得基督徒的这个生活就是70年的这个难受的生活，然后最后你可以到天堂天天弹竖琴的话。
Please read slowly this afternoon Psalm 119.
就请你今天下午来慢慢的细细的读诗篇119篇。
Don't skim through it, but just slowly read through it.
不是就这么很快的过一遍，而是慢慢的来读。
For the last several years, every week I read that psalm once a week.
过去很好几年，我每个星期把诗篇119篇读一遍。
Because it helps me to remember.
因为它帮助我能记住。
What I am prone to forget.
我就是会经常会忘记的。
The joy, the delight.Of being a Christian.
就是成为一个基督徒的喜乐跟喜悦。
Because I tend to be a rather pessimistic, task-oriented, boring person.
因为呢，我是倾向于就是一个目标导向，然后呢，比较有点那个悲观的一个枯燥的人。
Who says, tell me what I have to do and I'll do it.
然后就是说，你告诉我该做什么的，我就去做。
I won't enjoy it, but I have to eat this because it makes me healthy.
因为呢我不会享受它，但是我会吃这个东西，因为这个会让我健康。
And I need to be reminded.
我就需要不断的被提醒。
What Psalm 119 says.
就是诗篇119篇所说的。
Oh, how I love thy law.
说神啊，我多么喜爱你的律法。
How sweet are your words to my mouth.
你的话语对我是多么的甜蜜。
Sweeter than honey to my taste.
就是比蜂蜜，比下地的蜂蜜更甘甜。
Over and over in that psalm, he assures me.
在诗篇里，他一而再，再而三的来向我保证，来向我说。
That God's law is the best way to live my life today.
就是在今天，神的律法就是我最好的过今天生活的这种方式。
Now, I must balance that with this word training.
但是我必须要让这个呢跟这个训练操练呢来把它平衡起来。
There will be sweat. There will be difficulties. There will be challenge.
会出汗，会有挑战，会有难处。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说,
it has promise for the present life.
但是呢却有今生的应许。
The other scripture I want to look at in an introduction to this whole idea of the spiritual training.
另外一句经文我想看的是
is from 2 Peter.
是从彼得后书。
A powerful, powerful truth.
是一个非常有力的一个真理。
He starts by telling these persecuted Christians.
他开始告诉这些被逼迫的基督徒。
That God has given to us, verse 3, He has granted, it's a gift,
就是,
all things necessary for life and godliness.
神已将一切关乎生命和谦敬的事赐给我们。
He has granted to us.
他就是赐给我们。
Again, it's a gift.
这是一个礼物，从神而来。
Precious and very great promises.
而且呢是就是有这样的一个非关乎生命和敬虔的这种应许赐给我们。
So that,
为的是什么呢?
We can become, and this is an incredible phrase, partakers of the divine nature.
这个目的就是一个非常大的应许，让我们得与神的性情有份。
That phrase is incredible.
这个词让我觉得真的是令人难以置信。
Because he says, the divine nature, the nature that belongs to God.
就是神的本性，神的性情，这个本来是属于神的。
We can share in it.
我们可以在其中有份，我们可以分享。
We can be part of that.
我们可以成为那个在神的性情上有份的人。
And how does that become part of us? He said it twice.
那如何让我们与神的本性上有份呢？他讲了两次。
It is given to us.
第一个，这是赐给我们的，是神给我们的。
So, someone who receives Peter's letter.
所以呢，比如说这个人接到了彼得的书信。
In the first century.
在公元第一世纪。
Reads this and says, "Oh wow, that's great."
他读到这个说："哎呀，这个太棒了。"
I'm just going to sit here.
我就坐在这。
And God is going to make me like himself.
神就会让我把我变得像他那个。
He's given it to me.
他已经把他的信心给我了。
But then Peter continues.
但是彼得继续说。
For this very reason,
正因这缘故,
because he has given it to us,
因为他把这个给我们了, 这个允许给我们,
every effort,
你们要尽量的分外的殷勤。
Now we're back to Paul.
然后我们现在又回到保罗。
Now we're back to exercise, to sweat, to training.
现在我们又回到这个操练训练要出汗要努力了。
And he goes through a list of things. We are to add to our faith virtue, knowledge, self-control.
然后彼得就往上面加上，就说有了信心要加上德行，德行又要加上知识。
All these things that we are to make an effort to grow in.
这些所有的一切都是我们要做出努力可以成长的。
And then in verse 8, he sums it up.
在第八节他就总结说，
If these qualities are yours and are increasing,
他如果你们在充充足足的有这几样，并且不断的增多
，if you're growing in them,
如果你在这个上面成长
，they keep you from being unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus,
就会使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子。
And then listen to this description.
请你来听这个定义。
Whoever lacks these qualities,
他说，人若没有这几样
，is so near-sighted that he is blind.
就是瞎眼，只看见近处的。
He has forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins.
忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
Isn't that a great picture?
那是不是一个非常棒的一个描述呢
？He says there are Christians
那边有基督徒
who read verses 3 and 4
他读到第三节第四节
，and they say, "Okay, God, thank you."
就说神啊，谢谢你。
You've given me what I need.
你就给了我需要的。
Now I'm just going to go through life and not worry about anything else.
然后呢，我就过我的生活，再也不担心任何的事情。
I'm not going to grow.
我不会成长。
I'm certainly not going to make every effort. I'm not going to sweat.
我不会，我想不想去那个做所有的努力，我也不想去出汗。
Whatever will be, will be.
不管发生什么，就这样吧。
And Peter says,
彼得说
，They are so nearsighted that they become blind. They can't see.
他们那个眼睛近视到都差不多眼瞎了。
And they have forgotten.
他们忘了
that God cleansed them from their sins.
神已经他们已经忘了神已经他的罪已经得了洁净，他们就不结果子，他们也没有任何的果效。
Peter, Paul, neither.
不管是彼得还是保罗，他们都没有
ever teach us.
他们从来没有说教导我们的时候
，neither of them teach us.
没有，他们中间没有一个人教导我们。
Our power,
靠着我们自己的能力
，we can train ourselves, exercise ourselves into Christ's life.
就是靠着我们自己，我们可以训练我们自己，让我们像基督。
We can't do it.
我们没有办法这样做。
But both of them teach.
但是他们两个都教导说。
That through the Holy Spirit working in us.
通过圣灵在我们里边运行来工作。
We can and we must.
我们可以，我们也必须。
Exercise and grow the virtues that He has given us.
就是操练我们自己，而且在这里所提到的美德上成长。
That balance,
这样一个平衡
is what we are doing as we discipline ourselves in the spiritual disciplines we're going to be talking about.
就是在这我们后边要讲到的这个属灵操练上，我们要自律的，我们要训练我们自己的。
So just a few things here in regards to Peter.
所以呢，讲到那个彼得后续还有几件事。
It involves practice.
第一个呢，这个操练呢，包括我们要练习。
It doesn't happen by accident.
这个不是说就这么偶尔就自然而然的就发生了。
Several years ago, a man wrote a book. David Brooks wrote a book on developing virtue.
几年以前呢，有一个人他写了一本书，就是。发展你的美品格，你的美德。
I don't know what David Brooks religious beliefs are.
我不知道这位作者他的那个宗他的有没有宗教信仰是背景是什么。
And it wasn't a book for Christians.
那个不是专门写给基督徒的。
But here's what struck me in this book.
但是这本书里面让我就是有一点让我触动我的是。
He said,For many people, their idea of a virtue is, it's something you wait on until you just kind of inherit it.
有些人很多人呢他对这种美德或者对这种品德的定义就是说我就在那等着然后有一天好像我就继承下来了。
But he said, you don't grow virtues that way.
他说但是你的在品德上这样成长不是这种方式。
In other words, you don't become a patient person.
就是说你不会说就变成一个有耐心的人。
By continuing to act impatiently,
你就持续不断的继续没有耐心的来过生活，有一天你就突然有耐心了。
Until one day, boom, you're patient.
然后突然的灵光一现，哇，你就变成一个很有耐心的人。
You say, how did that happen?
然后你就说，咦，这怎么发生？我怎么突然有耐心了呢？不是这样发生的。
You don't become, you don't learn to control your anger.
你也不是说学会说控制你的怒气
by just spouting off whatever you want to say
就是每天你就每次呢你想说什么就这样的发泄出来
until suddenly one day you say I'm self-controlled now I don't know how that happened
然后直到有一天你突然说哎呀我现在很有节制了我都不知道这怎么发生的
David Brooks said
这位作者说
you become a more patient person
你怎么样变成一个更有耐性的人呢
？By when you are in those situations that test your patience，
当你在那个处在这个要就是怎么样测试你耐心的情况的下
，You behave patiently， even when you don't want to。
即使你里面不想，但是呢，你还是表现出来耐心。
And little by little。
就是一点一滴的慢慢的
you become what you are doing
你就会变成你所做的
when you don't respond the way you want to
当你就是对这个事情的反应不是像你里边的这种情绪感受这样来反应的话
but you respond in the way that you know you should
而是以你知道说你应该反应的来反应的话
and little by little
然后一点一滴的
That becomes more and more natural to you.
然后呢，你就会变得更加的有节制。
I am not a counselor.
我不是一个辅导协谈人员，不是一个。
And of all things, I am not a marriage counselor.
更重要的是，我不是一个婚姻的协谈者。
You tell me you're trying. I'm sorry, I don't have any idea.
然后，如果你告诉我你婚姻中的问题，我会告诉你说：“哎，对不起啊，我真是没有办法。
But I do know this much.
但是我知道。
Do you know this much?
但是我却知道。
I was talking to a husband.
我跟一位先生讲话。
He said, "You know, I don't love my wife anymore."
他说我不再爱我太太了。
I want to leave her.
我想离开她。
And I said, "What would?" And I said, "Why?"
我就问他，我说为什么呢
？She don't love me.
他也不再爱我了。
She don't care about me.
他也不在乎我。
I said, "When's the last time you took her out to eat?"
然后我就说你上次带她出去吃饭是什么时候呢
I don't enjoy taking her out to eat.
我不喜欢带她出去吃饭
I said, that's the question.
我说那就是问题啊
When's the last time you just took her out to eat and spent an evening with her?
我说请你回答我这个问题你上一次带她出去吃饭然后你们两个很享受那个晚上是什么时候
Should that be miserable?
他说那个就
是 I said, I don't care.
他说那太难受了
That's not my point.When's the last time you did it?
我就问他说，你上次我的问题就是你上次什么时候带他出去的
？Well, I can't remember.
想不起来了。
I said, look.
我说你想你看看。
Divorce is going to cost you a bunch of money.
你要是离婚的话，会让你花很多钱的。
And then you're going to hunt around, you're going to find another wife.
然后呢，你就到处去找，又找到一个女人结婚了。
And I promise you the same thing is going to happen again.
我向你保证，你这个第二次你再结婚的话，还会发生同样的事情。
Because your next wife is going to still be married to you.
因为你的太太呢，还是跟你这个人结婚了。
And you're at least half of the problem.
你起码也是问题的 问题你也占一半的问题。
So I said, let me save you some money on lawyers.
所以呢，让我帮你，不要在律师上，让你帮你省钱。
You start calling your wife.
你开始给你太太打电话。
And saying, Friday night, we're going to go out to a nice restaurant. Where do you want to go?
星期五晚上我们一起去找一个很好的餐馆吃饭，你想去哪？
Get her some flowers.
然后给她买花。
And lie to her.
然后呢，给她可以说你给她讲好话。
He said, what do you mean? I said, look at her and say.
然后呢，他说你什么意思啊？我说你就看着她说。
I love you.
我爱你。
He said that's a lie.
他说
I don't love her.
你就说你这个是谎话呀，我不爱他呀。
I said it's okay, I'm a pastor. I give you permission.
我说没关系，我是牧师，我给你这个，我给你许可。
Look her in the eye and lie to her.
然后看着他的眼睛，对他说谎话。
He said why?
他说为什么？
I said because.
我说因为。
If you start to consistent.
如果你可以持续不断的坚持
，treat her as you did when you first fell in love，
就是你对她就像你刚刚爱上她的时候那样来对待她。
You're going to start to feel what you felt back then。
你就会有当时你们起初谈恋爱的时候的感觉。
She's going to start to respond。
她就开始会有回应。
I don't know about marriage counseling。
我不知道关于这个婚姻的这个协谈这个辅导。
But what I told that man is based on Peter.
因为我给这个先生所讲的这一切
He says, do these things.
因为彼得说你做这些你去行这些
And grow in godliness.
在敬虔上在敬神上成长
How many of you read the Bible at least 2 hours a day?
有多少人每天读圣经至少读俩小时
Good.
没人举手
Good. No dishonest people in our group.
所以在我们班上没有不诚实的人。
How many of you read the Bible an hour a day?
多少人每天读圣经最少超过一小时。
How many of you read the Bible?
Do other books with scripture count or no?
It doesn't matter.
他说是不是你只是读圣经还是包括别的书超过一小时。
How many of you read the Bible 10 minutes a day?
多少人一天读圣经超过十分钟。
Let me encourage you to do this.
那我就鼓励大家这样做。
Do not make a commitment today. I'm going to start reading the Bible 2 hours a day. Because you won't do it and you'll just be a failure.
然后呢不要给自己就是说今天下定说我今天要读两个小时的圣经。第一个呢你做不到第二个你会觉得自己是个失败者。
But if you don't read the Bible at all right yet now.
如果你现在根本就没有读圣经。
You need to.
你需要。
You're not going to find out what it says.
你不会。
If you don't open it.
如果你从来没有打开你的圣经，你也不会知道它上面讲的是什么。
God is not going to audibly say to you, "I know you haven't ever read this, but let me tell you what I said in Malachi chapter 3." He's not going to do that.
神不会造你一个以你能够听见的声音在你耳边说，我知道你还没有打开你的圣经，但是让我告诉你马拉基三章讲什么。神不会这样做。
So if you don't read it,
如果你不读
just start.
就开始
10 minutes.
十分钟每天
just read it.
就是说十分钟就是读。
That's not very much.
那十分钟不多呀。
But it's going to feel like you're training, you're exercising, you're sweating. That's a lot if you haven't done it at all.
如果你永远都从来都没有这样做的话，那你起码是在训练你自己，你在出汗，你在锻炼。
If you read 10 minutes,
如果你读了十分钟
Start reading 15.
然后呢慢慢你开始读十五分钟
Exercise, strength.
你就开始那个锻炼开始加力
Don't make absurd commitments that you absolutely can't keep.
不要去做一个那种你根本不可能把做到的这种很大的这种荒唐的这种硬承诺
But strain a little.
而是就是说开始就是刚开始的做那种这个体能锻炼似的先从一点点开始彼得说
It involves practice.
这个包含练习
And then quickly he says this exercise in virtue develops character.
这种美德这种在敬虔上的训练会增加我们训练我们的品德
These qualities that he lists here
faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, affection, love.
他所在这里列出来的这种德行、知识、节制、忍耐、谦敬和爱。
These are the virtues, the qualities that God wants to develop in us.
这是神想要在我们里边所发展、培养出来的品格。
And He develops them.
神在就是来培养这些、发展出来这些品格。
As we practice them.
是当我们练习的时候，这些品格就发展出来。
As we put forth the effort.
当我们就是努力的时候。
You see, if you take that list this afternoon.
如果你今天下午去看这个
2 Peter 5:1-7. If you take that list,
如果你把这个表列出来,
there's going to be one of them that kind of jumps out at you.
那其中所列出来的几样，可能有一样会好像跳出来对你说,
That's not me.
那上面会说我不是这样的。
I don't have that virtue.
我没有那个美德。
I am really weak in that area.
我在那个方面很软弱。
Peter says,
彼得说,
This is what God wants to do in you.
那是神想要在你里面所做的。
These are the qualities that are making you more and more like Him.
这些品格,这些特性会让你越来越像他。
So begin to ask Him.
所以呢,就问他,问神,请神。
How do I grow in this area?
我如何在这方面来成长呢?
How do I build this virtue?
我如何来建造这些美德呢?
Not for some kind of achievement so everyone will say, ah, look how patient he is.
不是说为了一些成就所以周围的人说哦呀你看这个人多有耐心呢。
But because I want to be like Christ.
而是我想要像耶稣基督。
And my impatience prevents me.From becoming more like him in that area.
我的这个没有耐心，这个急躁，是不是阻止了我在越来越像基督呢？
Quickly, Peter says that this growth in this exercise will involve adversity.
这个彼得继续说，这些的成长就包含了苦难，包括了艰难。
I'm not going to spend time here.
我在这里不会再花时间。
But he says we glory in tribulation.
但是彼得说我们在患难中也是荣耀的。
Paul says, tribulation produces perseverance.
但是保罗说这个患难生忍耐。
Perseverance produces character.
忍耐生老练生品格。
Character produces hope.
老练生盼望。
You see, it will change greatly our view of the trouble that comes in our life.
这是对我们生活中所遇到的这些患难跟困难，我们如何来看待它会改变。
If we can understand that God is using that difficulty to make us more like Him,
如果我们意识到神用这些难处来把我们塑造的更像他的话
，those difficulties become part of the school of godliness in our life.
就是这些难处会成为神训练我们敬虔的学校。
And then we grow, this exercise includes discipline.
然后呢,在这个训练中的操练中也包括纪律。
We're going to talk over the next few weeks about some of the disciplines of devotion.
所以呢,未来的几个星期我们会讲到
Solitude.
这个灵修的训练,这个独处的训练。
Solitude, spending time alone with God.
就是独处,就是单独花时间跟神在一起。
Meditation.
默想
The discipline of simplicity.
就是一个过一个简单生活的这样一个训练。
Of learning to have less in order to focus on what's most important.
就是生活的简单，这样可以让帮助你专心在重要的事上。
The discipline of sacrifice.
就是一个牺牲的训练。
The discipline of prayer. The discipline of worship.
就是一个祷告的训练和敬拜的训练。
The discipline of fellowship.
还有一个就是团契的这样的一个操练一个训练
of submission, of confession.
还有就是这个顺服和这个忏悔的一个训
练 All of these disciplines
所有的这一切的这个操练
God's way of growing us
是神的方式要让我们能够成长
nurturing his image in us
在我们里边培养养育他的形象
Now you might say
也许你会说
If this is so important,
如果这个这么重要
if
God wants us to be Christ-like.
如果神要让我们像基督的话，
Why didn't he just do it when I was baptized?
为什么神不在我受洗的时候就这样做呢？把我一下变成那样。
I go under.
我那个进到水下边，然后
Christ-like. Wouldn't that be great?
我就从水里出来，我就像基督了，那样不是很棒吗？
But God works in the spiritual world very much like he works in the natural world.
但是神在这个属灵的世界上的他的这种运行的方式跟他在自然界的是很像的。
Through processes.
他是通过这个过程。
Through means.
是通过一些途径一些方式。
And so the process of growing as a Christ-like person.
所以呢长成像基督的样式的过程。
Happens through this discipline, this exercise.
是通过这个训练，是通过这种操练达到的。
All right, next week we will begin looking at some of these disciplines.
下个星期呢，我们就来看这些操练。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you that you have called us to be like you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你呼召我们来像你。
You have made it possible for us to be transformed into your image.
你真的让我们被改更新改变成你的样式成为可能。
God, would you give us a desire for that?
求你给我们这样的一个渴慕，让我们能够愿意来像这样。
That will desire Christ's likeness enough that we'll be willing to do the training, the disciplines that are required.
我们真的是心里边渴慕到这种程度，我们愿意来进行这种操练，这种训练来像你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.